Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
T-Bro, Lauren Rosenberg, good morning. Today's going to be a tough day for us, so just heads up. That's not what you need, but we got to deal with the passing of our friend all morning. Calvin LeBron, Mr. C. If you didn't get that news on social media or with Flex last night, the great Mr. C, an icon, a friend, a great human being, passed away yesterday, and we don't really have much detail, other than he's no longer with us, and all of our radio compadres and family. We were all on each other's text yesterday. A lot of people posting photos and telling stories and that and all of those things, which is necessary in the mourning process.
New York Times with a nice big article, Ebro.
Yeah.
Really nice. Really nice, pretty thorough story. And obviously tons of other places writing the same thing. I was just telling the guys before you popped on. I don't know if you were there, but I heard C on Tuesday. I normally am not out and about in the middle of the day in my car, but I was. And I turned on 94.7 to hear what C was doing because it was noon. And he was playing an Onyx mix. C, as everybody knows, love to curate a mix, maybe as much as any DJ I've ever known in my life. Probably the most.
The best.
Probably the most organized and committed sort of DJ in that way. So I listened to a few minutes of his Onyx mix, and his voice didn't sound 100% right. And I literally almost hit him, but I was driving. And then, you know, the moment passed, and I'm like, I'm sure, you know. I really didn't think much of it, except I remember consciously spending a few seconds going, I hear that this is C, but his voice didn't have its normal
oomph.
Yeah, and I'm like, his voice hasn't changed. I've heard him recently. Like, and then, of course, yesterday, Cass 1 hit our group text. And said that he heard something bad, and then my experience was that happened. I had done one up with Syph an hour earlier, and then 30 seconds after Cast texted our group, I saw my phone ringing from Syph, and at that point I was like, here we bleep and go again. And
I got a 911 from Miss Jones. I was in the car. And I was like, what's going on with this crazy lady now?
Right.
But then I hit her back, and she told me what was going on. And then I saw a group chat. And then things started moving real fast from there. Yeah. But, you know, it's going to be, we'll have time this morning for, I think, for callers. You know, Mr. C, man. There's so many people in this city, man, in the tri-state area that's been to a Mr. C party. Or affected by Mr. C mix, or remember a story of Mr. C's contribution to just hip hop, you know, from artists that he helped get discovered, you know, whether he's playing them on the radio before they had record deals, or you know, even introduce an artist to record executives. You know, he's definitely made his mark in a great way, and I try. I guess, you know, short of not really understanding what happened for me in these times, I'm not big on. I'm not big on first on telling people how to mourn, but second for myself, I really like to focus on the individual's contributions to the life that we all get an opportunity to have for whatever time we have it, right? And Mr. C made great contributions and uplifted people, and I think that's, you know, where I would prefer to exist for as much as possible, for somebody like C who worked hard every single day.
Yeah. To just bring dope music and hip hop and mixes to the forefront, like, that's all he really wanted to be, like, you know, bring that energy to the party and show you how it's done. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I used to do a Friday Night Live with him, with Jay Medina.
Oh, yeah. I forgot, you know, yeah.
That was his vibe. That he just what he wanted. That was his energy. Like, I'm going to shake this city up. I'm going to show y'all how it's done. You know? His energy was unmatched.
And he cared deeply, deeply about his craft. Anytime there was a tribute mix, he cared deeply. He prepared. Like, him being a professional and somebody who's like just a human encyclopedia of music, he still prepared and cared. And every time he did one of those tribute mixes, everyone stopped. Everyone stopped and listened, because he created something that just would stop you in your tr- whatever you were doing during the day, you would stop and just listen and smile, because no one did it like him.
And Laura, remember, I mean, I know you saw this all the time because you'd be in the station around that time. He'd be like running around in the back with his laptop, hustling to get it right, coming up to me in Syph and asking for one, do you have the radio edit of, you know, blank specific song? And I'd be like, see, you're not going to get to that song in the mix, bro. What are you talking about? You're not going to, you know, it's such a deep cut, right? You're not going to, he needed to have everything and have it all lined up. He just was the real McCoy. He loved this thing.
Yeah. Super duper passionate, man.
So we'll get to Mr. C's stories, and we'll get to a lot of talk, man. So like I said, it's going to be a somber, solemn, tough day, multiple days ahead. But, you know, we're going to try to get you to work. That's the job, right?
Right.
Still do what we do. Beat the buzzer, give away some cash, tell you the big stories, antagonize each other for your own entertainment. And all the things, all the things. Laura, what you giving away right now, man?
Let me see. I have tickets to see the Lox on Saturday, August 24th at Terminal 5.
There you go.
If you want to buy them, you can buy them at AXS.com.
Remember when the Lox dropped the Champions hit?
Yeah.
When Green Lantern took the Muhammad Ali piece that Mr. C used in his mix all the time and turned it into a song.
Absolutely.
That was a moment too, man. Who we got? We got people on the line?
Yeah.
Who we got?
We have Yami or Yame.
Yame be there. Oh, no. Hold up.
That's how the song go?
No, isn't it Yamo be there? Yamo be there.
How you pronounce it?
Yamal is what I got. Yamal. Oh, man, your phone. Yeah, our phone.
Yeah.
Hey, am I saying your name correctly? Yamal.
That's the right way to say it.
Right. Yamal, good morning, man. And then we also have Rowena. Rowena.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, Rowena, how are you this morning?
All right, the mood is not, it matches the weather.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Overcast.
Sorry for your lost guys, by the way.
Yeah, man, appreciate the love. Yeah, man, that's our bro, man. I wish we knew more, man. I wish we knew more. That's the tough part of trying to report something about somebody you care about. We don't have the full story.
Well, we have a tendency to try to be like, I've noticed this a lot. We always try to search for the, like, why and how. you know.
And it ain't even up to us, right?
And it doesn't even really matter in terms of, like, right this moment, you know what I mean? But we do it. We just, you want an answer. You want to understand.
Well, it also just feels like an incomplete story, right? Like, you're just kind of like, yeah, that's the next question you ask when somebody, how, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And with Mr. C, it's way too soon. And that's the other piece. It's not like he was 99 years old.
Exactly.
You know? All right, Romina, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles?
I'm going to go with Laura.
Laura Styles. 6 seconds on the clock. Shani has questions.
I do.
The question. Let's play questions. Laura Never Lose It.
Right here we go. Which rapper is doing a collaboration with Alexander Wang?
Ebro. Wait,
Ice Spice.
That was.
Listen, Laura. Question. Sometimes you get it when he repeats the question. This time I got it. All right, you got it yesterday, and I learned from you.
That's fine.
Which fable teaches slow and steady wins the race? Laura.
This question yesterday.
I'm gonna start from the bottom up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start again because I think you're doing a lot of reading.
She don't want to answer that one. I will. Here, Ebro.
No.
The tortoise in the hair.
But no, that doesn't count.
Nah, you didn't say the answer. Why?
I'll give it to Laura. Tie game. 0-0, basically. What is the holiest city in the
world? Ebro.
Ebro.
The holiest city in the world. Based according to who? I'm going with Mecca.
Mecca is correct. Ebro's up one. Which streaming service announced the 100? Ebro.
Spotify.
That is correct. Ebro's up two. What kind of animal was the mascot
Ebro. Was the mascot of the Phoenix Suns, a gorilla.
Incorrect. Laura Styles. What kind of animal was the mascot for Sega whose name was Sonic?
A hedgehog.
That is correct. However, Ebro wins.
Yamal, I got you some last tickets, fam. You got them. 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 What'd you say, Yamal?
My dearest condolences to your people, man.
Man. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you, man. Thank you for the kind words, brother.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah, you got these locks tickets, bro. Hang on. Yeah. And Rowena, we love you as well.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Have a phenomenal day. And Laura Styles.
Yes.
You have the flashing lights.
I do. Coming up in a flashing lights report, listen, Joe Budden claims he has some secrets, some information on Drake and Kendrick Lamar diss songs that are coming out. So we'll talk about it coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Did you check on me? Yeah, we checked on you, bro. We checked on you. Let's go, flash your lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right, so according to Joe Budden, Drake and Kendrick Lamar have something cooking, something that he described as nuclear diss songs on the way. Check out this audio.
So I'm going to tell you this. Get out the way. Whatever little rappy you thought was going on, it's not that. And something is coming. I think that J. Cole knows that from either Kendrick or Drake or both. and it was time to bow out because now we are no longer in the first round.
We are no longer
in the first or second round of this thing. Kendrick has earned himself a bye with Cole's apology. But I think that the insiders know, I have it on good information, that both sides went in the booth and came out.
They're ready.
And what I'm hearing about both sides is that it's nuclear. It's up. I'm hearing this from people that can rap.
I love you, Joe. You're a friend. I care for you deeply.
Shut up!
I mean,
maybe he's right. Maybe he heard that something big is coming.
But the language of at the beginning of like how serious it could be. I mean, all right, man. I know someone.
I think what you're really reacting to is like nuclear. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like it's not like it's based on some drug dealing and gangbanging.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Like people need to get out of the way because it's so serious. I mean, what do you? Listen, Joe's doing what he does well, which is entertaining.
But I think also. Here's the other thing I've noticed in these conversations. The reason it's not as intense for us is because we're not rappers, and nor are we even battle rap connoisseurs. You know what I'm saying?
What about because we're not psychotic lunatics and it's entertainment?
But how about this? It would be the same if somebody was like articulating Cody Rhodes and The Rock's relationship through the wrestling lens.
Well, yeah, it's just the language.
But that's what I'm saying. He's using insightful, you know, inflammatory and exciting language.
Okay, then maybe I misunderstood is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's just passionate about it. That's how I took
it. Yeah,
I
just took it like it's super passionate. Yeah, it's rappers who are passionate about rappers that are the greatest in rapping currently.
Okay. If that's the case, then I misunderstood the early language he was using in that clip. Because it sounded like more than that to me.
But I think it could be highly disrespectful also.
Maybe he heard things that we might not, you know, expect from a Drake or for a Kendrick. Maybe, you know, things are getting super personal or I don't know.
But, I think people are definitely excited about this. You know, about a face-off between...
Believe me, I know. Because I haven't heard... Because barely anyone's mentioned the future Metro Boomin album or the J. Cole album. The only thing that people really get motivated by, it seems like, is this part of it.
Yeah, in real life, outside of social media, I've had lots of conversations about both. Maybe it's with you guys and people who love music, but in my regular life... You know, because I was talking about the J. Cole album the other day, My Delete Later, and I was like, has he deleted the song? And they were like, nah. So I was like, well, why'd you say he was going to delete, and why are you retracting? But anyway, the project is really good. And then I started really talking about how when he starts talking greasy about what he's going to do to other MCs in there, it just doesn't hit the same no more.
Right. But again, everything that you just said that was supposedly about the album was really about the song.
Which one? About 7 Minute Drip?
Yeah, everything you just said was about that. None of that was about the fact that he has an amazing song with Cam'ron or the song with Central C and Boz that's fire.
No, I like those. I believe you.
I know you. You're a music connoisseur. But what I'm just saying is, Shawna, you feel me? The conversation out there right now is not about J. Cole's album. It's about
you're right.
It's about, that biggest action.
It's about the most sensationalized piece.
Of course. Exactly. That's all. That's what
people do, this most sensationalized piece.
They love sensational.
Yeah. Because you know why? It's sensational.
That's
what I
mean. That's your Flash and Light Report. Time is 7:02. A high of 62 degrees today, and alternate side parking is suspended for Eid.
Wait. I thought Eid was yesterday. How long does Eid go for? Somebody help me out on social media.
Is it a couple days? Is it a weekend?
You know what? If I fasted for a whole month, I'd need a couple days too.
You know, that's a great point.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Let it rock out.
It's 2 days. 2 days.
2 days.
2 days, okay.
Now, is today Eid al-Fitr, or is it something else?
No one knows.
Eid al-Fitr, but I just didn't want to say it wrong, so I just said Eid, you know, because you know what I mean.
Maybe it's still the same Eid. But Eid to everybody.
Let us know, man. Let us know.
Ride or die. Congratulations. You played yourself. Curved. Beat the buzzer. It's all coming up in the next... 45 minutes right here with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
Yes! WQHT FM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yeah, what's good? It's the finisher, Mr. C, representing the Big Dog Pit Bulls. Riding out with my man, Cass One, the heavy hitters. This is your time. This is your shot. Cass One, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it?
Hot 97. We're Brooklyn at. 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 We're Brooklyn at.
Ooh. That sounds like a cassette.
It's from the radio to cassette.
It's an
MP3.
Yeah, yeah.
Even worse.
Old school.
Celebrating
from cassette
C,
to the radio and back to cassette.
Yo, listen, man. It's what we got, bro. It's what we got. We celebrating Mr. C and the legends, man. The legend. Yo, man, rest in peace to Mr. C. If you haven't heard, Mr. C passed away. Good friend of mine, good friend of ours, good friend to a lot of people in the DJ radio community. Yeah, so if you're wondering why we sound like this, it's because that's what happened. If you would like us to sound like something else after that happened, I got this button for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself.
I would also like to, you know, a lot of people, you may only know Mr. C from mixing on the radio or whatever, you know, controversies that you heard about in the past. But you claim to be hip-hop, and you claim that you love this hip-hop thing, but you don't really know what somebody like Mr. C contributed to helping artists and a DJ community. So you get this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because you ain't really as hip-hop as you think you are. If your priority is the coverage of the negativity that, you know, Mr. C got himself into. But, you know, that's why he was so protected, I know, by me and many others, is because we knew what he meant to this hip-hop thing that we love, and we know how much he cared about hip-hop. And I think that's something that I hope we never lose, man. And I hope that individuals who have platforms and spaces in hip-hop really care about hip-hop, man, and really care about taking care of the music. There's many aspects of hip-hop. You know, even in this J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick debate where we're talking about battle rapping, and, you know, some people who don't give a damn, they don't care about that aspect of it. They don't want it. They want the great music that comes along with it. They want the club records. They want the good times. They want the great songs. And that's fine. But, you know, Mr. C cared about the totality of the game, all the way down to the craft of DJing and party rocking. Some people don't like DJing and party rocking. They go to D and they're like, yo, why you stopping the music? Why you talking so much? And why you doing this? Why? They ain't what they into. But if you come from a certain time, you know what that does to an event. The DJ engaging with the crowd and together engaging with the records in a certain way and through a routine of, you know, crowd participation and DJ interaction. It's a good time, man, if you allow yourself to be overcome by the vibes. And Mr. C was one of the best, and that's why you'll see so many people celebrate Mr. C today. From people who he competed against in clubs or competed with against him in his time slot on the radio or, you know, was alongside him in the competition on the same team. And that's, you know, what I hope is remembered most about Mr. C on this day.
I saw yesterday, the thing that made me smile yesterday, I was talking to Shawnee offline, is that when I looked around yesterday and I saw the tributes pouring in, it was all about C's contributions to hip-hop. And just so many people so affected So many DJs so affected. He was, there's the obvious stuff, right? Like, we, he was, it, well, maybe not obvious if you're younger. He was Big Daddy Kane's DJ. Earlier, Cass played, I'm sure we'll play it again, played Mr. C's Master Plan off of Big Daddy Kane's Long Live the Kane album. He, of course, many know, discovered Notorious B.I.G. was a really big part of the process of getting Biggie's tapes where it needed to get to eventually becoming who he became. And he stayed along the ride in that process for quite a while. You know what I mean? And really was a guiding voice for Biggie. He had close relationships and did sick things with so many other legends. He was a big dog Pitbull. He was, it was basically Flex and then C when you look at the top of the big dog Pitbulls, who were the DJs who were running this town when hip hop was at its most crazy in New York City. Obviously we talk about he was the guy, and one of the real sad things about this whole thing is he was the tribute guy. He was the guy who made sure that nobody else's name was forgotten. Whether it was Biggie or Big L or Tupac or whoever it was. And by the way, the internet is your friend. Mr. C posted, his SoundCloud has hundreds, if not thousands, of mixes. And if you look around otherwise, you'll find his mixtapes with Redman, his Best of Biggie. They're everywhere. So he did so many incredible tapes like that. He contributed in so many different ways. And I got to give couple of shout outs. Big shout out to LL Cool J, who brought C on to Rock the Bells Radio. And just so everyone understands the history, C left here. C was welcome to stay at Hot 97 when he had come back. And he felt that his time had sort of come. You know, he sort of felt like this version. And by the way, C, I'm starting to understand how you feel. You know, that this sort of version of the music and radio was passing him by. And LL Cool J and them reached out, Jay Hudson, these guys reached out and gave C a platform at Rock the Bells Radio. And then eventually, shout out to our brother Skip Dillard, who gave him the opportunity to come back to 94.7 The Block. And the thing that I was most struck by with Mr. C over the last several years, and this is the congratulations to anybody who ever had negative things to say about Mr. C. And believe me, we all remember, everybody remembers who you are. If y'all thought in any way you could hold back Mr. C or negatively impact his energy, Laura, when I tell you that man, once everything went down the second time and it was a huge story and his enemies kind of came to light and showed their faces and the snakes sort of all showed their faces. Shawnee, I know you and I have talked about this.
Yeah.
C found a freedom. C found a light in his truth.
Yeah.
We used to have a joke about C. Me and Scythe make this joke all the time. And y'all all remember. You saw Mr. C on a Monday, bro. It was like walking doom and gloom. His mood used to be so bad on a Monday morning, bro. Scythe and I would hide. We'd be like, oh, God. Because, you know, we're the younger. We'd be like, oh, God, here comes Monday C. We'd be finishing up our morning show. C would come in to do Big Dennis's show. He'd walk in at, like, you know, 9:15, whatever it was, 9:30. We'd be like, oh, God, here comes C. And he'd have this look of misery. By the time you'd get to Friday, oh, we love Friday C. Friday C was rocking. He had his party plans for the weekend. He was getting his mix ready to do Friday Night Live with Shawnee and Jay Medina. Yeah. He was in his zone. But Shawnee, as the years went on, and as he lived in his light, I only saw Friday C.
All the time.
He was smiling all the time.
Yeah, eating healthy, lost weight, a smile on his face all the time, smiling for pictures. Like, this wasn't the Mr. C Brooklyn Bandit that we knew at one time. He was a happy C.
Go ahead, Laura. Sorry.
I just saw him in the summertime, and he DJed a block party in Brooklyn, and I had taken Kenza her first block party. And when I tell you the way he was rocking, and he was so happy on that stage at that block party, he was in his element. And he DJed with Camilo. And I just saw Camilo on stage also just like filming him. Because and Camilo was so happy because, you know, at the end of the day, not only was that our, you know, somebody that we worked with and somebody, a legend that we all looked up to, but he's our friend. You know what I mean? And to see him that happy excited us because, you know, he had his, like you said, he had his little grumpy moments, you know, but we all felt joy when we saw him happy. And these last couple of years, he looked good. He was in a good space. And I just keep thinking about that, you know, like I'm happy that he felt happiness. At least I hope. And that's the energy we all got. You know what I mean? The last couple times we saw him.
Yeah. Well, look, man, you know, we'll take calls after 8 o'clock. If you not, if you weren't affected by or went to a Mr. C party, you know, you missed out. Matter of fact, I should probably hit you with a button.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And for all the DJs, man.
You played yourself.
Yeah, Cass, talk
C,
about
C is
that.
Just, C is such a big loss, like, for all the DJs. I even speaking for, like, the DJs of my generation that we came a generation after C was the biggest mentor to across the board. I'm talking about, like, you know, myself, Bobby Trends, Big Ben, DJ Self, and the list goes on and on. DJ Magic, these are all DJs that Mr. C, like, bro, I can't even hold it together, man.
Ugh, I know.
Yo, C's the type of guy, bro, like, my first time on the radio, bro, was like, a 4 a.m. set, right? On a Sunday, like garbage time. I walk into the building like at 3 a.m. Who's sitting there, bro? Mr. C. He's like, I'm like, yo, why are you here? He's like, yo, I just want to make sure you guys are comfortable and you guys, I'm here to help you guys for whatever you need. And this was C where he was like the biggest at his biggest, bro. And he's C helping me like nobody. You know, that's the type of guy he was, man. It's a huge loss for hip hop, bro. I can't even.
Thank you, Kaz.
I know.
Yeah, Saif describes C as the first hip hop celebrity he ever met. You know, he was a celebrity. He was before he was our colleague, guys. This is a legend who we all were like in awe to be in his presence.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he was the one who put his arm around us the most. You know, obviously. Go ahead. Sorry,
Rosenberg. It's like, no, he's the type of guy, man. Like, if you are any DJ worth your worth in this town, you know that you could call C for whatever. You could ask him whatever question. He's always going to pick up the phone. If you don't pick up, he's going to call you right back. And he was just a wealth of knowledge, man. Like, Mr. C is such a big loss. I hope you guys understand how much of a big loss this is for hip hop. You know?
And as a human being, because I used to be in the studio with Big Dennis and sending so much love to Big Dennis and him and see what. They were like brothers, right? Because they would argue. They would argue. And I would be in the middle of it like, oh my God. Yeah. And then no matter how angry he was at the end of the day, yo, he would buy us lunch. You know what I mean? And that was just his way of showing you like he still loved you and he still cared. You know, he had his own ways of showing things. And as a human being, and I'll tell you this, we're talking about, you know, like industry stuff, but I felt so much peace and so much joy to see how many people would say things. Me and my mom bonded over his Throwback at Noon. Me and my parents, we have the best memories of the Throwback at Noon. And it was such an important moment. And I'm so blessed that I was able to sit in the studio with him as he crafted these masterpieces every day. But it's such an important part of everybody's lives. Like, he literally curated soundtrack for our lives. Like, there is no other person who found joy and how much passion he put into his mixes. We all stopped. No matter where we're at, we all stop to listen.
Well, if Mr. C was here, just like I did when he was here, I would say to him, sir, why do you have trucks driving around Brooklyn with What's Your Fantasy on the back? What type of time is that? You get this button, bro. What is going on with the Tropical Island Punch finisher, fam? How is that happening?
Oh, my God.
What was that, Tropical Fantasy?
Yeah, it's Tropical Fantasy.
And it said, bro, What's Your Fantasy at the top?
Yeah, it said once.
Yo, we used to roast Mr. C all day.
That truck is still running around the city, bro.
It's still moving around.
You might catch it on a random day.
Yeah,
it's out there.
Listen, we had jokes, man. We had jokes, but we stood by our brother's side. We went to war.
We stood
on the front lines.
And I want to say this, too, because Ebro's not going to say it. The morning that many of you remember, one of the most iconic in the history of the station, in my opinion, and certainly in Ebro's time back on the air, was when C had gotten, he'd gotten in trouble publicly, everyone had known, and Ebro had him come up, and we had that sit down, and Ebro, you stood next to him and had that conversation in a way that was historic. We never seen that in hip hop. We never seen someone dealing with an issue involving their sexual identity, all these different questions people had about transgender people and homosexuality, all these questions, and you gave him space and kindness and empathy, and you stood there next to him in a time when people were coming for him, bro. And I know what that meant to him. Everybody knows that. It was a big, important moment. And I know how much he appreciated that and how much he appreciated this whole family who stood with him. And when you guys think about the glory days of Hot 97, which all of us were blessed to be a part of, just know C was the nucleus. He was the connection to everybody, whether you were a heavy hitter, a big dog pit bull, morning show, afternoon drive, program director. He was the nucleus of the radio station. So you're going to see a lot of people hurting today because of how much he meant to all of us.
Our friend Carly Hustle described him as a giant because that's what he was. Mm-hmm. And that's what he is. A giant that we all loved.
Well, we thank you, Mr. C. We thank all the communities out there tuned in. And Cass One Man, thank you, bro. Thank you for your words this morning. This album is dedicated. And thank you guys for tuning in.
I lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah. Your words, Laura Styles, yours, Shiny Culture.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Man, when Hove shouted out, oh no, we on? Oh, we are on. Okay, when Hove shouted out C,
hey,
and Flex,
hey,
oh man,
no, that sent it.
This is for Hot 97. That was the craziest.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you to Hove. Thank you to Mr. C.
Yo, it was the week before this Summer Jam, which I just found the shirt for. I just bought this on eBay. This terrible design that we did. I blame Ebro. He was program director back then.
We turned everybody.
The superhero joint.
Avengers superhero joint.
Superhero joint.
That was early. That was early Avengers.
09 Summer Jam. Mr. C, though, I swear to you, everyone's supposed to be a superhero. Somehow Mr. C and Angie just were like, nah. They're nothing. They're just like wearing a t-shirt on it.
I think everybody got to pick their superhero. I forget who Mr. C picked.
He's not, I'm looking though. He's He's literally just wearing a black t-shirt that says something on it. Like, Flex is Iron Man. Enough is the Hulk.
Yeah.
I am like a pro wrestler with a Jewish star tattooed on my arm. It looks really crazy. No, it's crazy.
That's fire, bro.
Sife is just dressed like Frank Sinatra. That's not a superhero at all. It's just a tuxedo.
Frank Sinatra's a superhero. How dare you?
Envy is Captain America.
Well, that sounds about it. That's an apropos.
Big Dennis. I don't know what the hell Dennis is supposed to be. Lil Nat looks like Wonder Woman. Info is like Storm, I guess. I think Info is the Storm. Anyways, C was on the shirt.
Good times. Good times. Yeah, that was a dope video, Juanito. That I don't know if you posted that video or Rosenberg where you was in the studio with Flex and C when they premiered this record. Mm-hmm. Actually, let's bring in DJ John. Let his song ring off a little bit before we beat the buzzer. Call right now.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
John, so you was there, legendary night, right?
I was there as many nights in the studio with C and Flex premiering a bunch of records like that, DOA and Otis. And, you know, C is a very special friend to everyone. But I knew C, like Cass knew C, like you guys knew C, but he was that battery in Flex's back. What I mean by battery, you put that battery in someone's back and you get a different Flex on the radio. And as C in that video, you can find on Hot 97 YouTube, C kind of like intros the record and C just sets the tone, man. He sets the tone at Summer Jam. He's the best DJ at Summer Jam. I don't care if anyone feels any type of way, but he is because Cass know it because he's a crafty veteran. He's the young Mariano. Yo, man, C was the most mad scientist DJ Avenue. Like, if you never learn anything about DJing and hip hop, C's that guy. You know, he was a very big sports guy, you know.
Huge.
We have arguments. And
oh, he loved to talk trash, too. If you, like Juanito, he was coming for you when your team's lost.
Oh, man, listen. So, last year when we had Aaron Rodgers, and after the fourth play of Aaron Rodgers going down, I texted him, like, yo, he's still a Jets fan now?
Yo, you're such a bad guy. That is such a DJ Juanito move to hit Mr. C when Aaron Rodgers got injured. Yo, you're such a bad guy.
Wow. Yo, and C, remember, yo, and C also was a big, big Madden guy. C would take one vacation a year, and it would be the day that Madden came out. Because then he would sit at home and play Madden for the whole week just to be able to come back, then set up a TV in the studio and say, okay, who wants to play me? Who wants to? Yo.
No, he was a hardcore Jets fan.
No, that's the L part is going to be when the Jets win the Super Bowl this year.
LLJ Cool J.
That's going to be the L part. That's going to be the L part. See, going to get to celebrate. We're going to celebrate for you, see? You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. Watch.
And did you guys see this past weekend our old friend, our old colleague, Jen from Brooklyn, got her start at 94.7.
I just saw that right now.
Yeah, wow. So the way I saw it is because C, of course, posted it, bigging her up. Like, he's the one who posts the flyer. You know what I mean? Like, that's just his style to always be supporting someone. And, you know, him and Jen had their special, Jets connection. You know what I mean? You Jets people are different.
You got to find somebody to sulk with. You know what I mean? Right now, Mike is on the line. It is time to beat the buzzer. Might get Mike paid. Help him get some money. Now, we got an email yesterday from a listener who wants me to stop helping people beat the buzzer.
Is that what that email said? I didn't
read it. The email was from a friend of the show who took the time out to email to tell me, I don't like you helping people win.
They want to see what the people can do on their own.
And I guess, I mean, they want to see what people can do on their own, and they clearly want to, you know, celebrate people holding the L's out here. So I guess I'll leave it up to the listeners. You guys want me to stop helping people?
Nah, you guys want me to stop cheating?
Look, Mike's like, nah, bro.
Don't start today. Start tomorrow.
And I'm worried that the person that emailed is just a hater because they haven't been able to get through. So they're like, yo, stop helping everyone else win. But if they were actually on and got a shot,
they'd be like, where's my...
They'd want the help.
Right.
All right, Mike, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. It's time for Mike to beat the buzzer.
$90.
Okay.
$160. $250. $340.
Ooh.
$450.
Ooh.
Ooh.
$530.
Whoa, what are we doing?
Whoa.
Stop.
Oh, it stopped on the 600. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it was going, though. 600 what?
600.
Wow.
Mike, you got 600 and something. Wow. You didn't let the man finish. We don't know what it is.
So he got that.
Let me hear it.
$50.
$650. Oh.
We'll take it.
Ooh.
Wow.
The buzzer from downtown. Mike wins the big 650, bro.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Mike, hang on, man. We're going to get you paid, okay? $650 is yours. Nah, we love you for listening, bro. Look, next hour after the Gurus, will be your next chance to get beating the buzzer. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Oh, man. An update on this, the whole Diddy situation. Lil Rod claims he has Diddy on tape. I'll explain what I mean coming up. Flashing lights.
Cast uno. Cast one. We're going to take your calls after 8, too, because we're celebrating the life of the great DJ Mr. C today on Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. And I'm sure you went to a Mr. C party. I'm sure you... maybe went to a block party, got a mixtape at some point in your life. So we wanted to open the lines and let you give condolences. You know, maybe you used to listen to Throwback at Noon up here. You know, whatever that experience, enjoying what Mr. C was able to put together, you know, we want to give you space because, you know, you're a part of the family, too. You keep us employed. You know what I'm saying? You're the reason that we're able to do the things we do because y'all listen. So after 8, we'll get into that. All right. Good morning, everybody. 97 is current commercial free music. Sensational is the word that I hear every time I hear that song. Sensational! You know why? Because that's the title of the song. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Let's go, flashing lights time. Hey.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
So Rodney Jones, aka Little Rod, claims that he has recordings of Diddy admitting to crimes, including pressuring artists to record deals, tax evasion, inappropriate sexual acts. He made the claim in a sworn affidavit in court. In his sexual assault lawsuit against Diddy. So, and he claims he got to know Diddy really close while working on his latest project, The Love Album, Off the Grid. So, we'll see, man. We'll see. These are all claims, though, as the Diddy situation continues.
You know, Diddy, I've heard from Diddy's team on some of our commentary, which, you know, I'm sure they don't like some of it, but guess what?
What do they specifically reference?
No, there was no specific. I said, I guess they don't like some of it. You know what I mean? Uh-oh. Like they have. There was no. I think, you know, when we were cracking jokes about what Diddy records is gonna get taken off just because there's Diddy records that we don't like, so they didn't. You know, I'm sure they didn't take kindly to that in the heat.
They didn't get the joke there.
Yeah, well, because it's not a joke. It matter for them.
Understandable.
You know, but I think. You know, they still seem fairly confident, you know, in the fact that these allegations, there's nothing here. And so, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I maintain with them, you know, my stance was basically like, yo, something's going on because it's too many rumors over too long a period of time and probably too much partying and too many drugs and whatever's going on and has led y'all to this point. So,
right.
You know, you could try to defend it all you want. It's kind of going back to even the Russell allegations, Russell Simmons allegations, where, you know, I had to tell Russell, bro, you was high in the 80s, fam. You was getting high for a long time. And not that that's an excuse, but my point is you don't probably even remember half the ish you did.
Right. You might not even be aware of what exactly.
You might not even be aware of your antics in a toxic, in the 80s, 90s. You know, these times was toxic, bro. So you're thinking your behavior is all good, plus you high. And it wasn't all good. And now we're here.
Well, my thing on the Diddy thing right now is I don't necessarily believe a lot of the like bigger terminology getting thrown around, the conspiracies and the racketeering and the what's the other big trafficking. There are a lot of words getting thrown around that I don't necessarily believe that those things are going to turn out to be true, but I do believe things in the Cassie suit, and that alone for me is going to be
a
really,
lot of those
really
things
hard.
Were substantiated, right. Bro. Like the hotel right. incident, like that's on video.
So
the Kid Cudi thing, that's proven. Like there's a lot of behavior that has been proven and substantiated.
So like that stuff alone, and I hope Diddy's team knows that. Like that stuff alone is worth people being angry, upset, disappointed, and hurt by. That doesn't mean I every time I see a news headline that makes it sound like Diddy's John Gotti that I think that's true. I think some of that is being sensationalized. But the problem is, for me, this was all the Cassie suit that really, that affected me, guys, much more than the headlines of them breaking in his house.
Right.
That kind of felt like he had an enemy. The breaking into the house thing and all of that, that kind of felt like there's...
The whole raid thing.
Yeah. That kind of felt like a different thing almost altogether, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:01. A high of 62 degrees today, and alternate side parking is suspended for Eid.
Alternate side parking suspended. Y'all get any of that Chick-fil-A Trump was giving away? Where was that at?
I didn't see this.
Atlanta.
I mean, he went back at it. You know that's his go-to when he's with the people. Walk in and give away many, many French fries. We have many, many hamburgers.
He loves
many,
that.
Many French fries.
He loves that.
Classic. Bro was out here giving. It was Atlanta. Laura Stiles gave away Chick-fil-A.
I believe so.
Yo, he went down that Fulton County. He was like, yo, I ain't going to lose Fulton County again. I'm going to watch. Get his black people chicken. I bet you they vote for me now.
Who doesn't love chicken?
WQHT
and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Halfway Crux Classics. Mr. C's favorite group all time, Mobb Deep. Yeah, that's why Cash went through that on. Facto. T-Bar Laura Rosenberg, clouds all morning. It's been an emotional morning. Here, some tears and some reminiscing and good storytelling and great music courtesy of Cash One. And the whole family here, but all in celebration of the life of the great, late great Mr. C. If you're just waking up and you hadn't got the news, a New York City legend, a hip-hop legend, Mr. C, we got news yesterday afternoon that he had passed away. That's about the extent of the story we have today. And I'm sure we'll learn more as his family and people in his immediate sort through what took place. We wanted to take your phone calls today because we know that a part of our job here on the radio is to be a part of your life in an important way, in an entertaining way, in an uplifting way every day. And Mr. C did that for so many years with us, as well as at other radio stations. And I'm sure they're, as well as around the city, you know, and the tri-state and the world, Mr. C rocking parties. I want to go down to Charlotte. DJ Mike Scott is calling in from Charlotte. He wanted to talk about Mr. C. Mike Scott, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Ebo. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine. What'd you want to say about the great Mr. C?
Yo, this guy, man, he was legendary, first of all. And Catch One, man, I feel you, dude, because his impact was incredible all the way here, Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, I met C over the telephone. I don't know how he got my number, but I was doing this thing down. He called a DJ spinoff, bringing out the DJs, just giving them the opportunities to do what they do in front of, you know, other folks and being on the platform. And C called me because I had people from Merrill to Chuck Chillout to other name droppers. You know, I'm not going to sit here and just drop a lot of DJ names. But C called me, and he's like, yo, Mike, you never answered your phone. And I'm like, who is this? I'm like, who is this? I told my girl, I said, who is this? And he's like, this Calvin. I'm like, who is Calvin? So he did that. You know, he put a little muscle behind his voice. He's like, yo, Mike, this is Mr. C. And yo, when I say my guts and everything dropped to the bottom of my toes. And I was like, yo, you got to be kidding me, man. And we talked like we knew each other.
Yeah.
And from the DJ's perspective of just life, man, him and I talked. And he told me about the deal with LL. And how we can put the DJs, the legend DJs from the South, how we can put them on. Because C was all about the culture of DJ at first.
Yeah.
You know, how
Yes.
And, man, when I got the news yesterday, I was actually playing some Biggie. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, I'm on my Biggie move today. I'm going to make my DJ room up. I'm going to invite some DJs over. And then I heard it over 97 because I stream you guys every single minute of the day. I stream 97. And I scream. My girl's like, Angela's like, what's wrong? I say, C, pass. And she knew exactly what I was talking about. And, man, it was just real silent in the house. And, yo, I'm talking about I'm hurt. So, Cass, I feel your pain, big dog. I feel your pain. That guy is a monster, man. He is that dude to not only the DJ community, just the hip-hop alone. So I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity. Let you know, man, 97 is all the way down here in Charlotte, man. We rocking you guys 100%, man. So
thank
put
you,
us
brother.
On the air more, you know?
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
And thank you for your kind words about C, and thank you for your work as a DJ, bro. You know, DJs don't get enough appreciation for what they've done for hip-hop. You know, I think that's probably one of that's a different conversation for a different day about how important the DJ is to what we what we love about hip hop, man, is taken for granted.
But that story that he told was so
C, yeah. Yo,
so,
Calvin, man, wait, what?
Well, like he was very personable and personal in that way, and also, man, he was the king of. I'm calling you.
Pick
right.
up,
yeah, facts.
Pick up your phone. He is the king of pick up your phone. And it always makes you feel like it's something urgent. It's going to be then it's going to be a private number.
Right.
That's oh,
right.
Man.
That's why he would tell you pick up, because he's calling you private.
He's calling you from a private number. Pick up your phone. And then you think it's on. Like, what's going on? And then it would just be kind of regular,
what's
up, man? But what he wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, right now. Let's go to Tara on the line. I think she's still there. Tara wanted to share something about Mr. C. We're giving our condolences and love to Mr. C. Hopefully you went to a party or got a mixtape or heard him on the radio. Tara, what'd you want to say, Ma?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So I just want to start by saying I just turned 41. So when I was 18, I had the opportunity to go to Club Speed. And I know most of New York City knows Uh-oh. Club Speed.
Hell yeah.
And I spent every Sunday night in that place for like 2 years straight, and I failed out of Westchester Community College.
There we go.
No.
I'm telling you, I had some of the best nights of my life, and ever since that time, I literally would chase Mr. C parties, like, throughout life. And so I live in Atlanta now, and I listen to you guys every morning from, you know, from the app. So I literally, like, I've never lost my New York connection, but when I tell you, anytime I would see Mr. C on the flyer or anything I could get from him, I'm like, I'm there. I have to be there. And it was just some of the greatest times of my life. And I know that sounds so crazy, like people are like, you're so passionate about a party, but like anybody that knows me, I would drop everything to go out Sunday night religiously. It's so sad, but it was the greatest
beautiful
time.
It's beautiful, Tara. Honestly, oh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That, definitely.
Thank you for your call. You know, I get tears in my eyes, man, about that because, like all of y'all know, that's what we live for.
Right. Yo, and C was so fun at parties, bro. Like, one thing I never forgot, one night I went to go see him play because C's just a DJ that DJs would just go out and see. Like, yo, we got to go see C. So we had this club, right? And C just got on and... You know, people still walking into the club late. They have their coats on. This girl had a coat on. And C stopped the music. And he said, listen, I'm here to rock. We're going to party. I'm not playing one more record until that girl right there takes off her coat. Right? So everybody's like, there's no music playing. It's like 5 minutes, no music playing. And C's like, you know what? Now I'm not going to play a record until she takes off her coat and gives it to me. Right, so now at this point it's 10 minutes, no music playing. So everybody's like, yo, just take off the coat, give him the coat. So she took off the coat, gave it to C. Now, you know, C's a big guy, and this is a small woman. C puts her coat on, puts the coat on, bro. He puts her coat on super tight and starts DJing, yeah, rocking for the next half hour, yeah, yeah, with her coat on.
Yo, that is amazing.
They give it back to her with the sea sweat on it. Here you go.
Hilarious.
Y'all like, yo, what? Why?
Yo, let's go to Michelle. Wild, we're taking calls about Mr. C, having dialogue about the great Mr. C, who we lost, man. But as you can see throughout his work, he'll be with us. He'll be with us. Michelle, what'd you want to say?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. When I got word of this yesterday, I just got stuck. I got stuck. Aside from the mixtapes, the live and lean, the rocking, I'm a woman of a certain age, and, you know, the knees may not be kneeing no more because of Mr. C and the hair weave that he sweated out, and my body aches to the left and my body aches to the right because of the new party that I attended that he just did. And just thank you, Mr. C, for representing Bedside. No matter where we saw him, Long Island, wherever he was, he always took it back to Bedside. Always Bedside. And I want to give you guys a shout out because I'm listening to y'all this morning, and I want to thank y'all for giving him a safe space when all that was going on. Y'all gave him a safe space. I remember Ebo, you saying to him, bro, keep it real with us. This is us. This is us. Y'all had to remind him in the midst of everything that was going on around him. We ain't care about none of that nonsense that was going on. It was about him. It was about the music. And you guys, I remember vividly. I just was playing everything in my mind, and y'all just gave him a safe space to say, bro, it's us. And y'all gave him a safe space to still to say what he needed to say. And we heard what we needed to hear from him directly, and we ain't give a what. Play the music. We love you, Mrs. C. Always Bedside. Thank you guys for this minute. Thank you for the platform. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much. Man.
It's hard to put it better than she just did. That was...
Yeah man. That's what it's all about, man.
The definition of Brooklyn. My man was the definition of Brooklyn.
Yeah, man. I don't even know if he was really a Brooklyn Nets fan, but he wore that shirt.
He
changed his whole DJ logo because Brooklyn had a team.
Right. He did. Yeah. That's a That is such
a fact.
I don't
even know if he liked the team like that.
But
you know what?
He
was
going
to ride out. He was going to ride out. That was, you know.
That's it.
And that was one of his slogans, man. Let's ride out. We're going to ride out, man. And he meant it. Yeah, so we're taking your calls. As you can see, it's very emotional. It's very real. The feelings are very new and very raw. Let's go to Chef Marcellus. My Uber driver when things get tough. Is he still there? Or we lost him?
Oh, everybody.
Peace, yeah, Marcellus. Man, peace, how peace. You, sir?
Good, man. It's a sad day, but it's also a joyful one, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know, from Mr. C, from seeing Mr. C in the tunnel to the clubs and Elizabeth to everything, man. C was always energy high. Always, bro. You know, always kept the crowd moving. Always there to help everybody, bro. You know, that's what I remember most about him, man. And that's all that matters, man. I can recall one time when Mary J. first redid the song, Let No Man Put Us Under.
Yeah.
She was on Instagram blowing bombs for that song for like 35, 40 minutes straight. Like he was talking to the planet, bro.
Yeah.
Like he was talking, it was serious. Like I couldn't turn it off, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and that's where he was about helping everybody. He would go as far as he could, bro, to do what he can, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you for your call, Marcellus. I always appreciate you listening and supporting us. Ja Born wants to give his condolences to the great Mr. C. Ja.
Hey, peace and love to the whole Hot 97 family up there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share like two little moments, man. I grew up in Brooklyn and I'm 47 right now. So when I was in junior high school and Kane coming up, I went to school down by Fort Greene, Brooklyn. And I mean, Kane, Scoob, Scrap, what they meant to us coming up in junior high school was like major when Kane hit. So just to give you a quick story, little daddy Shane used to go to junior high school with me. And so school, his cousin lived on my corner. So I used to see these dudes roll out all the time in Jeeps and everything. But when Red Alert was doing the old school at noon up there, that was my pastime. I love bread. But when C took over, I was a little skeptical because the way I loved Red Alert at noon. You understand what I'm saying? So I seen Mr. C right after he got that slot at Home Depot. And I went up to C. I said, yo, C, man. Yo, man, I hope you're going to hold it down because Red used to kill it. You know what I'm saying? And then after hearing him sometime, I seen him again at Home Depot. And I said, yo, bro, I got to give you props. Yo, bro, you be killing it, man. You are that dude. I'm glad they gave it to you. So I just wanted to, and then after that, I seen him again. And if you never went to a Mr. C party, if you never heard Mr. C spin live, you missed out. Like the girl said, Speed, he used to kill Speed. I seen him up in Love Jones right after the controversy. I said, yo, I had to go up to the booth and give him a pound. Like, yo, C, you killing it, bro. Like, you killing it. Like, I love when C used to play, bro.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And as far as hip-hop is concerned, we really lost one, bro.
Yes,
I mean, historian.
Did.
I mean, him going. I mean, him playing. He used to play the all of our favorite tunes from the 80s and come back and show you where the sample came from.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's how much he was digging. And he would give you the history as well. Why he's digging and playing these tunes. But I just want to say rest in peace to Mr. C, to his family, and everybody. I mean, we lost a big one, man, a giant. We keep losing them too, man. So we gotta hold them dear, bro.
That's right. Thank you, Jabon.
We gotta hold them dear.
Thanks,
you
know, Jabon.
As you get older, man, you get faced with your own mortality, right? As you get older and people that you love get older and you know we're not And I don't know if we're supposed to be prepared for moments like this. That's a part of the journey, right? Like, you're supposed to just absorb it, learn from it, mourn, cry, feel, remember, share, you know.
It starts to feel like you're just like, it starts to feel like you're just walking through a minefield.
Yeah.
When you get to a certain age. And you're seeing all these people around you that you love hit the mine. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, I hope I don't step on it. And this one hit us out of nowhere. Y'all remember when C started doing the Black Fist Friday?
Yeah, Black Fist Friday.
And started bringing up, like, legends of the culture. And he'd have, you know, Pete Rock guest DJ, Questlove guest DJ. He was just always trying to innovate. There are very few people I've known in my career who I've seen nerd out more than me when it comes to getting hyped to, like, do a radio thing. You know, that dude's level... C was a cool guy, but the level of nerding he was doing in his head, how excited he would be to put together a set and to have a moment on the air, his understanding of the moment. Juanito said it really well earlier, too. He was the battery in Flex's back a lot at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, when you would hear Flex going off back in the day, this is, you know, now it's 2024. We're going back to the 08, 09, you know, 09, 10. That era, there was a lot of C there getting Flex hyped up and letting him know who he was. You know what I mean? C played that role. And we were talking off the air. The level of close, unique, original relationship. He had an individual relationship with every one of us that you're listening to right now and everyone else I can ever think of at the radio station. He had his own... And that's not true. I mean, not all of us talk to each other all the time. Yeah. C stayed in contact with everybody. For me, over the last 7 years, it became through the Michael K show.
Right.
I would just get the text from C, weighing in on a topic. Telling me opinion, telling me someone who he loved on the air, telling me someone he hated on the air. I saw a post earlier from a friend of mine named Danielle. She does nights and weekends on The Fan, on my competition on the Sports Talk. It's owned by Odyssey, which is the same company that owns 94.7 The Block. So C was in the same building as Danielle. And she put up the sweetest post about how C just would call her on her late night shows. I mean, she's in her grind period. She's doing the late nights, the early mornings on the weekend, all those shifts, trying to make it in Sports Talk. And C calls her on her late night shows and then would see her in person and lift her up and just became her friend. Like, it's just who he is. He's always been this guy to so many of us. He is such a wonderful person. And he could be gruff. You caught him on the wrong day. I want to be clear. Mr. C has scared me on more than one occasion. I'm going to be clear. Many of us have been scared by Mr. C. But you never questioned his heart and the way that he felt about you, you know?
Well, I think if you're hearing people emotional today and you don't understand or didn't have the privilege of being affected by what Mr. C gave to music lovers and hip-hop lovers and tri-state area, because that's what I think he set out to do with his life, was to give kind of this, for lack of a better term, powerful energy through the music so that we could come together and celebrate something that we all love. And if there's anything you can learn, I hope it's that you find something that you care about as much as Mr. C cared about hip hop.
And his art of DJing. Because he cared. From Cass One story of coming up, to People with a Dream, to the OGs, to the legends. Constantly, constantly uplifting the DJ. And it's so important. Because not enough people do that.
And as our friend Young Sav is texting me right now, it's so important. He wrote, C's musical knowledge was crazy. He also kept a hold of everyone's birthday and anniversary. And he would always commemorate the artists. If you go look at his Instagram, there's not a DJ artist that he forgets. He lifted, and it's, and that's up, that's for us now to step up and do a better job remembering whether it was a legend or someone who may have slipped through the cracks. If they made an impact on him in any way, he remembered them. And Sav also reminded me that he called his laptop the Bible.
Right.
The Bible.
Yeah, I remember one time he came out and he supported my sister for her 50th birthday. She said, "Do you think we could get Mr. C?" She wanted that old school classic body to build it. She rented a hall and he drove all the way to Long Island. I think it was raining or something crazy. And he came out there and, man, he was like, "This is the Culture family." And it was probably a room of like 150 people. And, you know, listen, my family from Trinidad, C's family's from Trinidad too, on the low. So he came and really did something special for us and made the whole night just amazing. He met my mom, my father. And again, you know, it just, the personal connection, you know, the personal conversations, the sitting in the car for a long time with C, it just, you know, you don't really find that type of energy in the music industry. So it's just reiterating the same point that all of us have that same story.
I think it's important, too, like you said, the music industry. You know, I often tell people a lot, we're not in the music industry. We're in the radio business. I mean, we play music and we work with the music industry. But Mr. C, he wasn't. He didn't care about all that, man. He cared about DJing, bro.
Right.
He cared about playing the hottest records. He cared about being in the community and finding new hot records that people was, you know, galvanized around and that he could share. You know, he didn't care if it was signed to a label or not. If it was on fire out here, he was going to figure out how to get it to the people. And he was willing. And I think, you know what? Another thing I hope everybody's hearing is Mr. C was willing to do the work.
Right. That's a fact.
He was willing to actually go outside, interact with individuals, connect in a real way, and put in work. And you don't see that as often. It's happening, but with somebody as great and as accomplished as Mr. C, who truly embodied that and wanted to do that and live that and work that, it's special. And we thank you, Mr. C. We thank you. From Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Shawnee Cass, the whole Hot 97 family, man. DJ Juanito. Juanito!
Willie D, and they rock.
The champ is here. Time's up.
Yeah, man. We're working through our emotions and mourning and celebrating and revering the great icon, radio DJ, hip-hop DJ, Mr. C. Call right now, though. We do got money for you, though, so you can get at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to get some paper, we could do that. Beat the Buzzer is still on. We got to get this money to the people. That's why we're here. Appreciate y'all for listening. Help uplift you, pay a couple of bills and things. I don't think we're going to be able to get to the gurus today. Rosemar, I saw you tweet. You left the K-Show early yesterday. It was heavy on you.
Honestly, it was heavier this morning even, and last night when I got home, I was processing live on the air, and it didn't make sense to be there. They said something to me, and I was like, what? And I completely missed it, and then K Kay was like, you can go if you want. And I hit my PD. He was like, yeah, you should go home, bro. You don't need to process this while you're like, how are you going to try to be like goofy and fun on the air? Why it doesn't make it. I couldn't do it. It's just, yeah. I knew if I could get till this morning where we can talk about it in a real way. But I can't just squeeze that into a 10-second rest in peace shout out and then keep going with a sports talk show. Even though I did think C would probably have been annoyed with me because he definitely wanted his sports talk radio. But yeah, I reached out to Kane. He said it was just too much for him to come on with us today, but knew that we would hold it down and. Yeah. I'm trying to get a hold of LL as well.
I wanted to apologize. I got a few hits last night. Teray hit me from Rock the Bells Radio to come on, and I just was like, I don't even. Dean Meminger hit me from New York One. I was like, I don't even think it's appropriate for me to be parading around speaking on behalf of Mr. C's legacy that goes far beyond my time working with him. You know, I don't want to. I feel like it's disrespectful, you know. So I want to apologize to anybody that's reached out. It's just not my thing to parade around and, you know, platform myself at times like this. So it's just not my
thing. I mean, on the flip side, you are a good person to talk about C's legacy, though. I mean, just for the sake of conversation. Like, if C were to pick people to speak about him if needed, he'd probably be pretty up there on the list.
I hate you.
You were his PD for a long time and his friend for a long time. So.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I just didn't know how to. Maybe I didn't know how to handle it. You know?
Well, you hadn't had this conversation yet. You hadn't had this morning yet to even. You were yesterday trying to take care of a 7-week-old and do all the things you got to do.
Yeah, I think, too, like, I hope, you know, there's a lot of talk. You know, we live in a time, man, it's a lot of talking, man. And, you know, I talk for a living. That's how I get money. But the team up here let you know that when I'm not doing this, I'm not that talkative. So when things get real, I'm not the most talkative guy. And, you know, I feel like with Mr. C, man, he spoke through the music. He spoke with his hands. He spoke, you know, at parties. I was like, if you ever actually saw Mr. C DJ, he literally gave his entire physical body to the performance of putting on records for your entertainment.
Each and every
like,
time.
You can literally watch him at times pulling from deep within his soul to try to give you everything he had.
Yeah. Kind of makes you feel, Cass. C put so much into it, it kind of makes you feel like as a DJ, you're not even really doing it. Like,
he
was doing something different.
You guys don't even, like, and you know, people that don't see the background of it don't even understand, like, the amount of time and just
preparation.
Mr. C, listen, people hear Mr. C and they hear him get on the radio and they hear him play at noon and they're like, oh yeah, that was fire how he put that together. You know, C would sit here for hours before every time he went on the air and meticulously put together every song that he played from 12 o'clock to 12:55. And his songs would play, like, he'd have the clock set up and have all the songs at the exact same minute that he was going to play. Like, that's the type of dedication that C had to when it came to DJ. Like, it wasn't just fly by night, like, I'm going to just get on and play records. That was not what it was happening here. So, as a DJ, when you see that, you're like, bro, what am I doing with my life? The way he puts things together, like, I can't even understand what's happening here. Like, you know,
I would see him stand in a club and monitor the crowd like a deranged scientist. It was different than when other DJs would be like, oh, I'm about to go in next. He would, like, stand on a chair and just, like, I don't know, like a soldier militant, just kind of like,
yo,
feeling where this is going, seeing what hasn't been done already,
knowing
how he's going to open up to change the mood completely from whatever the DJ had done right before him.
So, you know, at Summer Jam, we have the DJ sets at Summer Jam. There's one legendary DJ set that any DJ that's ever DJed on that Summer Jam stage or even was just in the building will tell you about, right? I don't remember the year, but everybody got on. All the DJs got on. Everybody killed. It was one of those years where everybody was just on point, killing it. And C was one of the DJs coming on last, right? it's raining, people are tired, people are ready to go home, and we're like, yo, C, what are you going to do? Everybody's played everything. Like, how are you going to? He's like, don't worry about this. Right. I got it. Don't worry about it. C gets on and plays nothing but instrumentals and has all the crowd singing the verses. He went on for his whole 15-minute set and didn't play one word, bro, and had the building shaking. Like, that's the type of stuff that DJ, that Mr. C would just think of, like, you would just not think do. You know what I'm saying? And he was just... And that's I think that's a big part.
What you're hearing today is love. And I think about how each and every one of us dreamt and fought to be a part of this family.
Right.
And some of our uncles moved away. Some of our aunts moved away. Some of our sisters and brothers moved away. But it's always family. And we all are living our dream. And what you hear is pain in our hearts because these are the people that raised us. These are the people that taught us. And people always say, like, yeah, but it works on another station. It's not just a job for us. Like, we actually love each other. We love our people. And we hold them near to our hearts. And I've never seen another type of family like the one we have. And it's so important because even the listeners each and every day say, I grew up with y'all. My kids are growing up with y'all. And it's so important to us. And that's what Mr. C stood for. Like, every time I see people talking about Throwback at Noon and his mixes and what it meant to people, because we are so fortunate to be a part of your everyday life. But not only your life, like, this is our life together. And we all have our families, but this is a very special family that we all have and will forever be family.
You know, big shout out to Dennis. You mentioned Dennis earlier. Shout out to Dennis. Shout out to Yogi, yes, man. Shout out to our guy, Yogi.
Yogi
spent a lot of time with
us. Shout out to Sonny.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Sonny, man. Shout out to
people who shared the shift with him specifically.
Well, and I was just going to say, Shawnee, like, you know, I think we got to get to the advertising and all that. We're just honored to be able to have shared space with you, C. Thank you, man.
Cass, you got that drop I sent you over there, man?
Yeah.
Let's do it the right way.
And that is it. He closes the show like the champion he is.
Mr. C on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.